德克萨斯州就来自中国的不明种子包裹发出警告。德克萨斯州已警告居民不要种植所谓的神秘种子，这些种子来自中国，被装在未经请求寄送的包裹中。随着州内当局对上千起相关报告展开调查，此事引发关注。
State authorities first became aware of the issue in February last year when a resident in Cluj reported that a package from an unknown sender in China contained unidentified seeds and a liquid container, according to the Texas Department of Agriculture.
德克萨斯州农业部表示，州政府最早在去年二月注意到这一问题。当时，克鲁特市的一名居民报告称，他收到一个来自中国寄件人不明的包裹，里面装有无法识别的种子和一个液体容器。
Since then, officials have collected 1,101 packs of unsolicited seeds delivered to 109 locations across the state, the agency said in a January 5th statement. The most recent packet was collected on December 29th.
该机构在1月5日发布的声明中表示，自那以后，官员已在全州109个地点收集了1101个未经请求寄送的种子包裹。最近一次收集发生在12月29日。
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said in the statement, at a glance, this might seem like a small problem, but this is a serious business. The possible introduction of an invasive species to the state via these seeds poses real risks.To Texas families and the agriculture industry.
德克萨斯州农业专员西德米勒在声明中表示，乍一看，这似乎只是个小问题，但这是一件非常严肃的事情。这些种子可能将入侵物种引入本州，对德克萨斯州的家庭和农业产业构成真实风险。
The issue was not limited to Texas. Officials in Ohio, New Mexico, and Alabama issued similar advisories last year after families reported receiving unsolicited packages of unknown seeds at their doorsteps.
这一问题并不仅限于德克萨斯州。去年，俄亥俄州、新墨西哥州和阿拉巴马州的官员也发布了类似警告。此前有家庭报告称在自家门口收到了未经请求寄送的不明种子包裹。
The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries in a March statement said that the seeds sent to Alabamians were identified as tomato and onion varieties. While no harmful compounds were detected in them, state officials cautioned that such practices could still be illegal or violate regulations without proper authorization.
阿拉巴马州农业与工业部在去年三月发布的一份声明中表示，寄送给阿拉巴马州居民的种子被鉴定为番茄和洋葱品种，尽管未检测出有害物质，但州政府官员警告称，在未获得适当授权的情况下，这类行为仍可能属于违法或违反相关法规。
We urge all residents to be on the lookout for similar packages, Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries Rick Pate said in the statement. These seeds may be invasive to Alabama plants or be harmful to livestock.
阿拉巴马州农业与工业事务专员里克·佩特在声明中表示，我们敦促所有居民留意类似的包裹。这些种子可能对阿拉巴马州的本地植物具有入侵性，或对牲畜造成危害。
This wasn't the first time U.S. households received packages of unidentified seeds that they hadn't ordered. In 2020, officials from all 50 states issued warnings about such unsolicited seeds. Many of these packages were processed by China Post, the Chinese Communist regime's official postal service.
这并不是美国家庭第一次收到并未订购的不明种子包裹。2020年，全美50个州的官员都曾就此类未经请求寄送的种子发出警告，其中许多包裹是通过中国邮政寄出的。中国邮政是中共的官方邮政服务机构。
At the time, U.S. state officials warned residents that seeds arriving by mail could introduce invasive species into local ecosystems, while some Americans expressed concern that they could carry disease amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
当时，美国各州官员警告居民，邮寄而来的种子可能会将入侵物种引入当地生态系统。与此同时，在新冠疫情期间，一些美国民众还担心这些种子可能携带疾病。
Individuals in European Union member states, the UK, Canada, and some in the Indo-Pacific, including Australia and Taiwan, also reported receiving similar unsolicited packets of seeds at the time, many of them from China.
当时，欧盟成员国、英国、加拿大以及印太地区的一些国家和地区，包括澳大利亚和台湾的个人，也报告称收到了类似的未经请求寄送的种子包裹，其中许多来自中国。
An investigation by the U.S. Department of Agriculture determined that these seeds were likely part of a global rushing scam by sending unsolicited low-value items to residential addresses. Sellers could post false positive reviews under the name of a verified owner, thereby boosting sales, according to investigators.
美国农业部的一项调查认定，这些种子很可能是全球性刷单骗局的一部分。调查人员表示，卖家通过向居民地址寄送未经请求、价值低廉的物品，便可以以已验证收件人的名义发布虚假好评，从而提高产品销量。
A new report continued to emerge. Officials in Texas say they're collaborating with the federal authorities to collect, test, and dispose of these seed packs safely.
随着新的报告不断出现，德克萨斯州官员表示，他们正在与联邦当局合作，对这些种子包裹进行安全收集、检测和处置。
Residents who received unsolicited packages are urged to contact their local agriculture departments immediately and are advised not to open the package, plant the unidentified seeds, or discard them in regular trash.
德州官员敦促收到未经请求寄送包裹的居民立即联系当地农业部门，并建议不要打开包裹，不要种植这些不明种子，也不要将其作为普通垃圾丢弃。
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the music recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Andrea Petrit and the music piece is called Conversation in My Head, which is from the album titled What If I, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.andreapatrick.com.听众朋友，接下来呢，我们要为大家推荐几首加拿大音乐人新晋发行的专辑当中选出来的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Andrea Petrit 作曲并制作的作品。这首音乐的名字叫做 Conversation in My Mind。 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Matt Zaddy 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Greater Things。 A Place is a Song by Matt Zaddy and it's from the album titled Be, which was released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.mattzaddy.com.
Oh, That the leaves will come, that the leaves will come again. Fall knows that the winter's night, that the winter's night will end. The ground knows that a frost will come, that a frost will come to bite. But the ground knows that a warmth will come to wake us upon first light. Yet by some means we are naive to see, though try we might. Creeks know that their breath, and creeks know that their song will sing, that their song will sing again. Yet by some means we are naive to see. Leaves know that their veins will run, that their veins will run dry. And leaves know that an autumn wind, it will cause their final flight. But when they reach and touch the ground, a heavy blanket settles down. So fall knows that the leaves will come, that the leaves will come again.
That song is called Fall Knows, and it's vocal by Aidan Oliver. And the song is from the album titled Waste My Friend in Consternation, released in 2019. 刚才这首歌曲呢是由 Aidan Oliver 演唱的，名字叫做 Fall Knows， 中文的意思就是秋天知道。接下来请大家欣赏来自台湾的歌手孙楠演唱的歌曲《飞越海洋》。 Uplex is sung vocal by 孙楠 and it's called 飞越海洋 which means flying over the sea. Hope you enjoy.
想飞越过海洋，让梦穿越时光，我的爱在等待，我的心永不再徘徊，不再徘徊。想飞为爱远航，让梦乘风破浪，谁也不能阻挡我的心，像鸟儿一样自由飞翔。出发，别再彷徨，云在为你我而歌唱。
身旁，拥抱所有梦想。你是我的海港，为你永不再彷徨，不再流
comes the last song of today's music segment called 你是我生命的一首歌 which means you are a song in my life and it was vocal by Wang Li Hong and Selena and she wants to thank you for listening to our show wish you a great weekend and please tune in next Saturday noon 听众朋友节目的最后呢，推荐给大家的是来自由王力宏和 Selena 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《你是我生命中的一首歌》。在这里呢，非常感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期六再在空中相会。
你是我心内的一首歌，心间开起花一朵。
你是我生命的一首歌，想念汇成一条河。
惦在我心内的一首歌，不要只是个过客，
在我生命留下一首歌。
好想问你，给我到底有没有动心？沉默太久，
只会让我不小心，
不小心
犯错，点在我心那一记曙光，不要只是个。
在我生命留下一首歌，无论结局会如何。
你是我
是我生命的一首歌，
想念汇成一条河，
想念汇成一条河。
好想问你，
好想问你，
下一首歌，不问结局会如何。